There is quite a serious food security situation in Zimbabwe at the moment. As many as 1.6 million people are in need of food assistance. That's 60% higher than the 1 million who needed it last year. Various factors have come into play to cause this situation. Erratic rainfall, in some areas, a reduction in the amount of land actually planted with cereals. Also, limited access to agricultural inputs, such as seeds and fertilizers. About 40 districts in the country, mostly the southern part of the country, have been affected. And, of course, now we're coming up to the so-called lean season, or hunger season, where traditionally people do face food shortages prior to the harvest in March. So these will be difficult months, and we estimate that as many as 1 in 5 of the rural population will need food assistance in the next few months.
About the limited access to seeds, is this a new situation? Has this been seen previously?
Yes, I'd say this is part of a bigger picture. As I say, there are various problems relating to agricultural practices in general. Inadequate crop diversification is another issue. And generally, I would say lack of investment in the agricultural sector. We have been working very closely with our partners in other UN agencies and also with the government to try and address this problem and really get across the message that it's very critical, especially in times of climate change, where you do have erratic and poor rainfall, that the right crops are grown at the right time and in the right areas. And Zimbabwe is not the only country where there's perhaps too great a reliance on maize production. So I think diversification of crops and livelihoods generally needs to be increased, particularly in regions with low rainfall.
And how is the shortage affecting the people? Do you see long lines of people trying to buy food? And children, for example, the levels of malnutrition, is that a problem right now?
It is in some rural areas, and that's why we are ramping up our program to distribute food in areas of extreme need. We also have a cash for cereals program so that we give out cash in areas where the markets allow this to happen, where the markets are strong enough so that people can actually go into markets and buy their own cereals. This gives the people themselves more flexibility, and it also helps in strengthening the local economy. So these are some of the measures we are taking to try and alleviate the situation. But this is something that we've been monitoring very, very closely since a major survey of rural livelihoods was undertaken in July. So as I say, we are working closely with partners and with the government, which has allocated 35,000 metric tons of grain for humanitarian assistance. So this is not something we're doing on our own. There's good partnership and cooperation on this.
Are other countries also affected, you know, in the region?
That's correct. We've seen similar situations evolving in the southern part of Malawi, where as many as 1.8 million people are in need of food assistance. Also in the southern highlands of Lesotho, which I visited recently, these areas are also affected by low and erratic rainfall, mainly due to climate change factors. It's not throughout the whole of southern Africa, which has generally been, in terms of food production and food security, quite good, I would say, over the last year. But we do have these pockets which give cause for quite some concern, as I say, parts of Zimbabwe, parts of Malawi, and the southern highlands of Lesotho.